This is Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan, the podcast.
From Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
All right, welcome back. Let's get back to the argument. Okay, I'll just hire them all up again. They're probably still arguing. But you know, I do understand, Dave, what Gavin is saying. Children are a fact of life. We were all babies at some point in our life. And the idea that you would say to somebody, for an extra tenner on the plane, you can sit and you'll be miles away from the kids right up the back. The kids are only going to be put up the front. That's really unfair on families that have children, because it is discrimination.
Yeah, but what about like people who don't have kids?
So it's okay to discriminate. That's what you're saying to me.
No, but I'm just saying, like, if you're a person who doesn't have kids, or you're an elderly person whose kids are growing up, what's wrong with giving you the option of saying, look, you pay an extra few pounds, we'll sit you as far from the kids as possible?
Because it's not fair on families, because you're not given, they don't have that option.
But how is it unfair on families? The families still get to go on the plane. You can stick all the families together. Or are we saying we don't want to put all the families together because it'd be too noisy for families, because all the kids will be condensed into one spot?
Mm. So, Gavin, you're listening to what Dave is saying. What's wrong with saying to somebody, for an extra 5 you can sit where there won't be babies crying?
Because it's discrimination. Would he feel the same that if you said anybody under the age of 8, they should all get it for €50 cheaper and have flights just for families and all be half price? Like, he would come on the show, let's call a spade a spade. If you'd know kids, right, and it was 50% cheaper for families to get a flight to Spain or to get a flight out of Dublin anywhere and on all airlines, right, because you have kids, then you have people coming on saying, oh, you're discriminating people that don't have kids. It's the same, like, in every matter. It's discrimination. Like, you just deal with it. Like, you just deal
that's
with it.
It's very not true.
Okay,
that's
sorry, Angela. Go ahead, Angela. Go on. Go ahead, Angela.
That's very true. But what if they just don't change the prices and turn around and say, that plane's for adults, that plane is for families?
When have you never known an airline to capitalise on something like that?
No airline would do that.
There's no airline going to do that. Unless they're going to make money out of it.
They're going to steal the plane. They're still going to fill the plane.
Ryanair will probably come out with something like this after. If Michael O'Leary hears this show, Ryanair will come out with this tomorrow now, because Michael O'Leary is a genius at marketing. What did he come out with there a few years ago? We're getting rid of the toilets so we can squeeze in extra seats. You'll have to hold it in for the whole flight.
People stand on the tube for 2 hours. You can stand on the flight over.
Yeah. Sorry, Gab, what are you saying?
If he's listening, he should do more deals for families on his flights. Now, I'm not saying he doesn't, because he had the cheapest airline. I remember years ago...
No, hang on, Angela said why. I mean, your kids, they're all over the age of 2, Gavin, aren't they?
No, Rena's under 2. Rena's under 2.
Okay, well, apart from Rena, right, your kids, they all sit in a seat, so they have to be charged.
I know, but families should get a better discount.
Why?
They should, no. Because of
families. Sorry, Dave. Go ahead, Dave. What are you saying?
I'll put it this way. Do you remember years ago when budget travel was huge? Remember years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, yeah,
and you used to book, and you'd be on the flight, and it was a deal, and it was full of families. And that's kind of gone now, as you look like. So, that, like, Ryanair is the cheapest, in fairness. I will say it. I hope Michael's listening. I will not complain. You get over the salute for 20 quid, 15 quid. They are the best airline when it comes to getting you on time. No matter what, I could give out about them on other issues, but in general, I wouldn't complain too much about Ryanair. But as I said, families should not be discriminated on an airplane to fly out of country because our child is crying. Families should not be discriminated against for going into a restaurant.
Okay, hang on. Well, Dave wanted to respond to what you said about giving deals for families, but go on, Dave.
Yeah. You see, I love this. This is the thing I hear from a lot of other parents, right? There seems to be this sense of entitlement because you're not firing blanks and you have a brood of kids. You're like, oh, well, like, I should be given special treatment because I have children. Why? Like, you're going on about discrimination there. On the one hand, saying if somebody wants to be seated further away from kids, tis discrimination, even though they're still going on the same plane. Like, if they said, we're not bringing kids at all, that would be discrimination. But in the same breath, you're like, but should I have kids, so I should get it cheaper. Why?
No. Well, you're making a great point, Dave. But in the aspect of what I'm saying, a lot of families don't go on holidays because they can't afford it because of the prices. Well, so I'm saying, if they brought in discounts for families. People, you'll be encouraging more people to even use airlines. So that, I mean it that way. Like, at the end of the day, it is what it is. The price is the price.
Well, the price is the price. You say a lot of people don't go on holidays because they can't afford it, and that's just life, unfortunately.
That's just life, So I'm realistic about it. But I'm only saying,
because the way
you're listening, no harm in travel out of this catch of famine, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Dave, by the way, just to get back to this, so before I come to Walter here, Angela was saying, even in cinemas, you know, where it might be a, you know, PG movie, that there should be adult screenings so you don't have to put up with kids firing popcorn.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry now, but like going to a kid's movie and expecting it to be quiet and there be no noise is like going to a swimming pool and saying, hey, how the fuck did I get wet?
That's why I don't go to kids' movies anymore.
It's a kid's movie. It's not like you're like, oh man, the latest Tarantino movie was fucking ruined for me because there was three kids running around. I'd agree with you there, but like, no, don't get me wrong. Listen, I haven't brought my youngest to the cinema yet because I know he wants it still enough. And I do see some parents sometimes that bring their kids to the cinema and they let them run riot. That is more of a parents just not disciplining their kids kind of a thing. So like, obviously there's a bit of nuance in it, you know, like when the Minecraft movie came out in America, the way people behaved in the cinemas was absolutely fucking ridiculous. Like, they were throwing popcorn all over the place. They were just acting like absolute feral animals. If either of my kids did that, I would take them straight out of the cinema. But at the same time, you're going to see a kid's movie.
I want to get back to the Minecraft thing just very quickly, because I know Gavin has to go. In relation to the Minecraft thing, that's a thing, by the way. Do you remember many, many years ago, adults did exactly the same thing at the Rocky Horror Picture Show? They threw rice, they sprayed water, they fired newspapers. That was a kind of thing. The same with the Minecraft thing. There's a part in the movie where the kids throw popcorn or do something. I can't remember what it is. But that's a thing, you know. It's just a cultural thing.
It is, and it's fuck. I swear to God, when I see people texting in the cinema, I want to fucking strangle them. I'm sorry.
There is a part in the Minecraft movie. There's a whole cult around this Minecraft movie. I haven't been to it. I hate the. I watched about 10 minutes of it. It's shite. I wouldn't be bothered.
I would go out that to some show.
Minecraft, the movie, is crap.
Yeah.
It's awful.
The way you fucking miserable old shite.
Anyway, but insane.
When it comes to the cinema, I just wanted to point something out here when it comes to the cinema now that you're on it. It's not like that the cinemas haven't even dealt with that sort of issue. On a Saturday morning and a Sunday morning, it's €3 a ticket for kids' movies for families. So they do attract families more on the weekend for certain. So obviously they're going to have kids in it. You can't expect the kids to just sit there for the whole film. It's just, it's not living in the real world. Kids are going to talk, they're going to play.
Can I just come across something there? Can I just ask you a question, right?
Yeah.
What are you bringing the kids to the cinema to do? To watch a movie?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you have to tell them, now listen to me, you. Sit there and don't you even talk for the next... That doesn't work. It's not the real world,
Angela.
And she looks after kids for a living. Jesus.
Are you telling me you never went to the film and you saw adults talking during the film? Because I have loads of time.
Hang on, all of you for a second. Let me just bring Walter in here. He's waiting ages. Sorry, Walter. I do apologise. Walter, hi.
All I'll say is first world problems.
It is a first world problem. Walter, this, just to remind people, this all came from the story from the tennis match last week where the player, whatever her name is, I can't pronounce it, she turned around and because a baby was crying and the umpire says, what do you want me to do? Kick the kid out of the stadium. And loads of people in the stadium went, yeah, kick the kid out.
But like, you think this is only ever happening yesterday or last week. This is going on for years. Like, you're talking there about, you know, kids in cinemas and throwing popcorn around. I remember, you know, I'm of a vintage that in late 50s, right? And I remember going on a school tour to the Boyne Valley as a young fella.
The
Boyne Valley Hotel. And having food fights and throwing the custard across the table at the fella who's standing, sitting the far side of you. You know?
Mm.
So, like,
you know, Walter, can I totally interrupt you now while this is in my head? You know the one thing I miss in the cinema?
Smoking.
Yeah.
No, you don't miss that because you can see the projection in midair when people are smoking.
Sorry,
but Walter, would you disagree with Angela? Would you pay extra for a flight for a child-free zone?
Well, all I'm saying, if Michael O'Leary is listening, he's going to pull out the first 10 rows of seats and wheel the woogie straight on and strap them onto the floor.
Yeah, but would you pay extra?
I have 5 kids and they're all grown up now, and I have 8 grandchildren. The youngest will be born this week, and the eldest is 16, right?
Yeah.
So I choose to go on holidays. And I'm going on holidays in 3 weeks' time for a fortnight in Spain, myself and my wife. Kids are left behind. Kids are all gone to school. I'll enjoy my holidays. And I won't be listening to kids whinging on the aircraft. All right?
You'll be listening to somebody else's kids. You might be listening
to somebody. I was in Derry.
I'm going in 16 days as well, Walter. I cannot wait. There will not be one child on the booth.
By the way, can we make it official as to when Gavin Pepper's going on holidays with his 6 kids so we can all avoid the flight?
It's not often you hear Gavin laughing when he's doing on the radio or he's doing public.
You know what I love, and I have to say this just as a side note, right? I watch Gavin's videos sometimes on Twitter. Some of the stuff I agree with, most of it I agree with, some of it I might disagree with. But I love when he puts on his D4 accent.
Do you start Noel picking on me, okay? You know what I mean?
That's incrimination.
Walter doesn't like that kind of stuff. Absolutely no way.
It's hilarious to listen to him doing it. It just doesn't look right coming out of his mouth.
I'm going to ask the Dolphin to get the aviation industry to bring in only for adult flights. Are you happy, Angela? Will that make you...
Only for people on from D4, special flights for them. Sorry, Walter. Sorry, I'm not ignoring you. Walter, I mean, Gavin even said that he would be disappointed if he got an invitation to a wedding and it was just him and his missus and they said no to the 6 kids. I mean, is that are we anti-children now?
Yeah, I think we are, and I actually agree 100% with Gavin. Like my eldest son got married last year, and all the kids were there, and some of them, they were part of the whole thing. It was a family thing, right?
Absolutely.
And they're up, and they're saying their prayers on the altar. They're doing, prayers to faithful. They're part and parcel of the whole occasion. To be honest, I remarried 7 years ago. And my grandkids and nieces and nephews were all part of the occasion.
That's your choice. In fairness to Angela, she's kind of right. Walter, if you want to get married and not invite kids or whatever it is, that's your choice. But if somebody else, say a young couple who don't really particularly want kids, and maybe they're not planning to have any of their own kids, might be their choice, and they don't want kids at the wedding, isn't that their choice too?
But I do think we're a society now of anti-children. An anti-family.
I don't disagree with that. Sorry, Angela.
Can I just say, I had my 30th, my 40th, and my 50th during the day so people could bring their kids and enjoy.
My 40th, and my 50th at night, so people did bring their kids, kids were there.
Absolutely.
But what I'm asking, Walter, is when you go to a wedding, it's a long day. How are you entertaining kids for that long?
But you don't need to entertain kids for that long at a wedding. Kids will entertain themselves. There's nothing more enjoyable than watching a fight. Honey, I'll be finishing out the first part of first. There's nothing more enjoyable than watching a 5 or 6 year old kids, their grandkids, getting out on the floor dancing and having a bit of crack and a bit of fun. What time did you go to bed at? Well, that's up to the parents. My wife's brother, right? He decided to bring his kids to bed at 7 o'clock. And get them to bed at 7 o'clock and arrange for a babysitter to come to the hotel and stay overnight so him and his wife could come down and enjoy the rest of the wedding. Kids were in bed at 7 o'clock. We had our wedding early. We got married at 12 o'clock, so the reception was at 4:30. The meal was over at 7. Meal was over, the kids went away. But what you did do was you went to the leisure centre for a swim before you went to bed.
You have to get a babysitter.
But the babysitter didn't cost anything.
No, Walter, hold on. It wasn't a family day. You had a babysitter.
Yeah, by the way, Walter, I don't think you answered the question I asked you. Would you pay on a flight for a child? It was an extra fiver to make sure that you didn't have children near you crying. Like, you're heading to Florida, which is like a 9-hour flight or whatever, right? So it's a long flight. Would you pay not to have kids crying beside you? Gavin's kids, in particular.
You see, I agree with Gavin. Like, if you're going on a family holiday, you bring the kids with you. And, like, if you're getting on an aircraft...
That's not the question I asked you,
No,
Jesus.
Hold on. Well, when you're getting on an aircraft, and you're getting on an aircraft at certain times of the year, right, to go on a 9-hour flight to Miami, and you're going in the first 2 weeks in June or the first 2 weeks in August, I guarantee there's going to be kids on that flight.
But if you go the last week in September
and the first week in October, and you're going on a 3-hour flight to Spain.
Yeah, but would it be fair of the airline, which some airlines do? I mentioned a few minutes ago which airlines, Malaysian Airlines, a few different ones, do child-free zones. So what they do is, when you book and you have children, they purposely only make the front seats or whatever it is available to you, the first half of the plane. And then if you're a child-free person and pay an extra fiver, they'll give you a seat up the other end away from the kids. Is that fair?
All right. No. Well, it's not really, because you see the first few lines of the seats, which affect me more so when I fly, is usually for people with invalids or people with restricted movement. So therefore, now I'm being discriminated against because I'm somebody who has restricted movement. So therefore, I now have to sit at the back of the plane in a Ryanair flight at the back of the plane where I have no leg room. Right, I have to bring an oxygen tank with me. But before that, no, we kids have.
So when would you ever have leg room on a plane anyway? The best of times.
Niall, can I ask a question there?
Yeah, very quickly. Go on, Angela. We're coming towards the end here.
Walter, you're kind of contradicting yourself there, because you were saying that kids should be brought to a wedding, but you fecked them off to bed at 7 o'clock. With a babysitter.
No, let her finish. That's not what I said.
Go on.
Walter, let me finish. And then you're saying that you can't wait to go away with your wife in 2 weeks' time because all the kids will be back to school.
Hey, who's looking after that baby while you're on the phone here at the moment, Angela? I'm just wondering.
Baby.
Yeah, who's looking after the baby? Yeah.
He's sitting here next to me. He's been here since he was crying.
All right. Okay. Okay. I'm just on one. Yes. Well, very quickly, Walter. I need to come back to Gavin there. Go on, because he's come on.
First of all, I never said that I sent the kids to bed at 7 o'clock. That was a choice of our parents. They wanted to send the kids to bed at 7 o'clock, and they organised the babysitter. Secondly, the reason I go on holidays at the back end of August and September is, or back end of September, October, is that I know there's not going to be any kids. So there, I make the choice that, you know, I'm saying that I'm moving my holiday around to that time of year, so I don't have to listen to kids quit crying.
Well, that's kind of the same thing then, Walter, isn't it? You want people to have choices. It's kind of the same thing. Sorry, I got to go to Maureen as well in a second. Gavin, sorry, you wanted to say something there in your D4 voice. I don't know what you wanted to say, sorry.
Yeah, just a quick question for you, Noel, just a bit of clarity from you, if it's possible. So are you telling me, Noel, if you decide to get married in Spain, that my Lord of Grace, Jesse and all, can't go on to the child? You want the child-free flight and they're not invited to your wedding?
Gavin, if I'm going to get married to my wife for a second time and I'm deciding to do it in Spain, I won't be inviting all your kids, Gavin. You and your missus might get an invite. But I won't be inviting your army of kids. You know what I mean? Just tell you out straight here, you know what I mean?
I swear the show was brilliant today.
Hang on. Say that. Maureen, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you keeping?
As far as you're concerned, says my screen, Maureen says the baby haters are selfish. It's a human rights violation. Oh, God.
Well said,
serious.
Maureen.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus Christ, yeah. Sorry, Maureen, go ahead.
Yeah, I do think so, yeah. Mm. I think this is what it is. And then you and I know, and everybody else knows, this started quite a long time ago.
Anti-family.
Coming down on people with children, yes,
yeah.
With children in places. Now, if you choose to go to a place, they have the option. It's their business. If you choose to go to a place where there's no children, that's your business. I personally never look for a place that had or hadn't. I walk into some place and there's a lot of children there. I take my seat because they don't bother me. You know why? Because life is life when you have children. But now children are supposed to be expected to be excluded from everywhere, just in case they upset somebody. Mm. And when you're on a flight, well, you know what you can do? You can show a little bit of kindness if you're by yourself on a long flight. You can actually help the mother beside you.
Yeah, Angela, show a bit of kindness.
Maybe entertain the child. Yeah, right? You can do that as well. But I heard not so very long ago that people that are overweight are complaining that they should be given an extra seat. Oh, but there was plenty saying, oh, yeah, that should happen too. And when many of us said, well, I don't want you spilling into my seat. Oh, we were the bad ones.
I never said that. Excuse me. Hold on.
No, no, you stop. You've had your say. Oh, I didn't mention your name.
Oh,
right?
Sorry,
so, Niall, I will carry on to what I was saying.
In fairness, Angela, she didn't mention you.
That was an accusation, Angela. Stop your accusations now. Immediately.
Off you go.
I'm on no more to do with you. Do not address me ever again.
Ooh.
I've had enough.
Shut up.
Ooh. You shut up.
Can we all stop telling each other to shut up?
No, well, I just want to shut up first, Niall. I'm not having it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Can we all stop telling each other to shut up? Jesus, changed the tone of the whole conversation, isn't it?
I know. Yeah,
Jesus,
I know.
Huh?
We were up to laugh.
Wow. Maureen.
Yes,
no. Yep. No, I don't people fight with each other. Anyway.
I didn't pick the fight.
No, I'm not saying you did. I know you didn't mention that. Angela, she didn't mention you at all. She didn't refer to you at all.
When these people are complaining that they wanted an extra seat, and they should be allowed an extra seat because of their size, and somebody beside them complained, that was a person sitting beside him who paid for their seat, by the way, where these people can go and try and lose some weight and do something for themselves. It's not a problem that you're 20 stone. The same thing is happening with the children. Children have a right. They have human rights. And as far as I'm concerned, it is an attack on the child's basic human rights.
Fairness, Angela, we were all babies once, including you.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Oh. Angela's gone all quiet.
No, I'm not. I'm here.
No, I'm just saying, Angela, we were all babies. She's terrified. We were all babies once.
Oh, I'm certainly.
Even you. You were a baby once, Angela.
No, well, I actually didn't agree with somebody having to buy two seats.
No, I didn't. Maureen, hold on. Maureen never said you did. She never referred to you
at all.
Oh,
no, I didn't. No, I'm just saying.
You misheard her.
I'm saying I didn't. Okay. I just felt she was insinuating. My apologies.
No.
But that's my feelings on it. But I won't say anything because Maureen asked me not to address her again, ever.
But now you're addressing me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, come on. Yes, dear.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, Maureen says, well, you're not addressing Maureen, you're addressing me, and I'm kind of hearing the conversation to you, just to avoid a fight. Maureen says that it's a human right violation.
Why?
But it is, because as Gavin rightly said earlier, it's on a serious note. You are discriminating against a section of society who have children.
Yeah, because I do not want a child sitting behind me, picking my chair, or sitting beside me, or sitting in front of me, screaming the whole way through. And if I have a choice to get a flight, that is adults only, that is my choice.
Maureen, just to come back to you, do you think those seats should be available, and they are on some airlines, do you think there should be a choice, you know, pay an extra 10 or whenever, 20 quid, and you can have a seat that's nowhere near children?
If people want to do that, they have free choice to do it. The problem is that children are being told, and now parents are going to be under this assumption and more pressure that their children are just being brats and annoying when a lot of children are very well behaved. People don't seem to want children out anywhere at this point.
So we're making children out to be an inconvenience, is what you're saying?
Yes. We were all, we were like, life is life, Niall. I mean, come on. Children have a right to be seen.
Yeah.
And at times they have a right to be heard as well.
Yeah.
We all forget that, don't we?
Yeah. Sorry. Gavin.
Yeah.
You'll be happy to see that there's more people actually texting in and WhatsApping in that agree with you than that disagree with you. So I'm just saying.
That they disagree with me.
No, they agree with you. They agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Like, I think it's discrimination. I think Maureen spoke really well there. In fact, she brought up a great point with the fat shaming that was going on with people when they were, like, you know, when they were trying to get a flight, and then you had people who was, you know, people giving out about it. She spoke really well, by the way, Maureen. It's discrimination on people.
Well, that's not just the people. The airlines themselves, some particular airlines, want to charge people twice as much.
No, they shouldn't be allowed. No, they shouldn't be allowed. No, they shouldn't be allowed to do that. No, they shouldn't be allowed to do that. At the end of the day, it's wrong. That's just, like, you know, you charge for a person and that's the way it is.
But the point was the time, if the person doesn't fit in a seat and they have to lift the centre, you know, armrest to fit into two seats, you know...
That's the old saying of them being like trying to cram loads of seats in. You know what it's like on a seat in an airline.
Oh yeah, no, I'm only a skinny yoke and I barely fit between the two seats as well.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a fat yoke and I fit on in a seat. I'm barely, well, no, I've lost a lot of weight. So, you know, but when I was big, I got my seat and that's it.
Okay, so, well, say there for a second. Let me just say there, Maureen. Let me just bring Gladys in as well. Gladys, hi.
Hi, Niall. How you doing?
I'm good, yeah. I let Gavin go. I know he has to get back to work. Gavin, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Niall. And it's a great show and it's a great topic and I'm really glad you covered it, pal. Have a lovely day. Lovely day to everybody.
You God soon. Bless you. See you, bye-bye. Okay. Yeah, sorry, Gladys. Okay.
He's a lovely guy. He really is a lovely guy.
Even though you disagree with him. Sorry, Gladys. Angela is the baby hater here, is she?
Who are you talking to now?
Oh, you, Gladys. You.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Now, I would have to say that I would agree with Maureen. I think, you know, sort of thing, like I would rather have kids sitting beside me. Poker face.
Kathleen was here.
Entitled adults. Smelly adults, you know. I think kids are absolutely the best thing that ever sliced bread. I think they're the most entertaining. And I, honestly, this kicking seat business, I brought my kids everywhere and they never kicked anybody's feet. They never just behaved. They just sat and coloured or whatever they are, were asleep.
And to be fair,
and people
Gladys,
were pleasant
Gladys,
and were delighted to see them.
Absolutely. Yeah, but Gladys, you can't say never. To be fair, I was on a flight once and there was two kids behind me and they were kicking the seat. They were climbing up on the seat.
Well, that was their parents. They should have dealt with that, Niall. Not the kids.
Yeah.
If the kids are allowed to do that, it's the parents.
But that's what kids do. I know, and the parents probably do give out to them, what have you. But that's what kids do, isn't it?
No, I don't agree. I travelled. I was lucky enough when people were nice to one another. Now there used to be a time when people were actually pleasant to one another on a flight. You know, now it's just snuggy. No, nobody gives a damn.
Here a second.
And everybody,
can
and kids have a right
here.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to say something here. A second. I have never in my life been rude to anyone who is on a flight with a child. I will sit there and I will play with the child. I will have a laugh with the child. I will have a joke with the child. But the one thing I'll say is, don't say that I'm not being kind. I am not sitting there telling them to tell their
child. You don't want them there, though. You don't want them there.
If I had a choice...
So you're contradicting yourself. You don't want the kids there. But yet, if they are there, you'll be polite to them.
That certainly does not mean that I hate the child.
Well, there you go. She doesn't hate the child, Gladys. Look, that's all we have time for, ladies. I have to wrap it up, unfortunately. We'll be back with you for more after this break.
This is Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan, the podcast.
From Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.